It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters. This one is from Deidre Heitman from Oakland, California. She writes about our interview with a specialist on infectious diseases, on the possibility that biological warfare agents might be distributed with airplanes used for crop dusting. She found the interview very upsetting. "I do not consider myself a hysterical person," she writes, "but that piece seriously frightened me. I'm not sure you realize how scared many of us are. We're functioning, going to work, taking care of our children, cooking dinner, and reading bedtime stories. But for the first time in my 41 years, I am truly scared for myself, my children, and for the world. In addition, I feel that this kind of talk inflames the warmongers and generally adds to the national hysteria. Please consider this when preparing your show."
From Philip Massey, an astronomer in Flagstaff, Arizona, a letter suggesting that when we talk about half-empty airplanes, it's not just a new fear of flying that's keeping people on the ground. He writes that he has canceled a trip to northern Chile to study objects in the southern sky. "As a nation, I think we are collectively holding our breath, waiting to see what happens next, both what additional acts terrorists may do and also what our country may do militarily. It seems a good time to stick close to home and not be away from our loved ones. So this year I will study stars in the Magellanic Clouds without leaving home." A very experienced colleague once said that he needs to smell the night for himself. Next time.
Shoba Balaji writes to us from Newark, California, about our story on the numbers of foreigners who are missing in the wreckage of the World Trade Center. She writes, "As an avid listener of NPR ever since I came into the country, as well as through this crisis, I was disappointed the report made no mention of the high number of Indian casualties. Even if no mention was made of that, the report then went on to state the countries affected, and countries which had far fewer casualties were mentioned. I hope this was an error, and NPR is also not joining the droves of people ignoring the importance of India in this crisis."
Finally, something completely different. Rich Stetsky writes from Seminole, Florida, "Linda broke my heart when she said the Camaro is going out of production. I own a new silver 5-speed T-top Camaro. Okay, it's President Bush, not President Kennedy. It's Placido Domingo on the radio, not Fats Domino. It's the New York Times online, not some college textbook. But the Yankees are still winning the pennant, and I'm 19 again until I struggle to get out of the car. Then I remember I'm pushing 65, but what the heck, when I'm in the Camaro, it's a fountain of youth."
You can write to us at Letters, All Things Considered, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. The zip code is 20001. You can also send us email. That address is atc@npr.org. Please remember to include a daytime telephone number, tell us where you live, and how to pronounce your name.